Yeah.
Oh, it's the Alden people?
Mm-hmm.
Different time.
Originally from West Philadelphia, Brenda Clark never doubted that she loved women.
As black people, we didn't have names for it. We just were in the life.
Although she felt safe being out in Philadelphia in 1967, she moved to New York City and was in Harlem the day the Stonewall riots broke out.
The cops kept harassing them and whatnot, and they just got tired of it.
At the time, Clark was passing as a man.
Well, I hustled in the streets. You know.
Her short hair and men's clothing providing protection.
You look like a dude and you're hanging out with dudes.
She never joined the gay movement. Instead, she joined the Black Panthers.
You're black first. Who you sleep with is who you sleep with.
In the mid-1970s, she returned home and birthed a son. Today, she's a grandmother.
I found out who I was in New York. You know, it had nothing to do with my sexuality.
Y'all were living.
Yeah, we were. We were comfortable.
In his 70s, Tyrone Smith says there was an undercurrent of homophobia in the black community.
A lot of gay people just don't get involved in the black struggle because they're scared of dealing with the homophobia.
Born in North Carolina, he moved to Philadelphia as a child and says the love of his mother and 11 aunts gave him the courage to be free.
They didn't all understand who I was, but they understood that I was theirs. I'm proud to be who I am.
So proud that in the 1960s, he wore a white dress and full makeup.
Yes, I had a veil.
To publicly recite vows in a symbolic marriage that lasted more than a decade.
He loved me. I loved him.
In the 1980s, he founded Unity Incorporated, a group for and run by black gay men.
We wanted to have our own.
It wasn't until later that black gays and white gays joined forces.
There came an epidemic called AIDS and HIV. That's what brought us together.
Today, Smith still fights to end the AIDS epidemic, as well as racism within all communities. Cherry Gregg, KW News Radio.